This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the sixth largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that the government is working on creating a skilled talent pool for the textile sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country.
भारत टेक्स के इस आयोजन में हमारे परिधानों के जरिए भारत की सांस्कृतिक विविधता के दर्शन होते हैं पूरब से पश्चिम उत्तर से दक्षिण हमारे यहाँ कितने तरह के पारंपरिक परिधान है एक एक परिधान के कितने कितने प्रकार है ऐसे आयोजनों के जरिए हमारी ये विविधता और विशेषता वस्त्र उद्योग के विस्तार का भी माध्यम बने
Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth of India. The Prime Minister stated that earlier, Indians used to wear clothes that other countries suggested, but now India will tell the world what to wear. He informed that in the last 10 years, more than 2,400 big marketing events have been organized to promote handlooms. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tex platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Chandigarh and Mohali in Punjab today. During his visit, he will be the chief guest at National Agri, Food and Biomanufacturing Institute, NABI, Mohali. The Vice President will also preside over an interactive session with the faculty and students of Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research. The 55th Director General level Border Coordination Conference between Border Security Force and Border Guard Bangladesh, BGB, will be organized by BSF in Delhi from today to the 20th of February. During this conference, the BSF delegation of India, led by Director General BSF Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, will meet BGB delegation headed by Director General BGB, Major General Muhammad Ashraf Zama Siddiqui. The conference is being organized to discuss the border-related issues and for better coordination between both border guarding forces. During the course of conference, discussions will be held on prevention against attack, assault on BSF personnel and Indian civilians by Bangladesh-based miscreants and how to prevent trans-border crimes and other issues. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway, in its statement, said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 of New Delhi Railway Station and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side of the New Delhi Railway Station. In Women's Premier League 2025, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 6 wickets at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara in the second match of the tournament. And that's the end of this news bulletin.